Welcome back to the Live, Build, Change Morning Mindset Edition of the podcast. I want to remind you, if you would like to subscribe to these daily morning mindset reset kind of episodes that I'm doing right now, you can look wherever you're listening to this episode. And there should be a link there to enable you to subscribe to the show via Facebook Messenger. And so every time the episode publishes each morning, you will get a notification through Facebook Messenger where you can click on a link and go right to a player and listen to the episode. So it's available. Please make it, take advantage of that and let me know that you're listening. I would love to just know you and get to know you. Now, we talked yesterday about this statement that God says to Pharaoh in the story of Moses. Actually, he says the statement to Moses about Pharaoh. He says, when you go back to Egypt and you do all these miracles before Pharaoh, I am going to harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. And we talked in the last few episodes about why God can do that, why it's okay and right for God to do that. And now we're going to deal a little bit with what was God's purpose in doing it. Because in our lives, this isn't just a fictional character. Pharaoh was a real person. And he's not just a person from the past. He is a representation of us and the people around us. We are all creatures of God who God at any time can direct in the exact way he wants us to go. And so we need to ask the question, why does God do things such as what he did with Pharaoh? Why would he harden someone's heart to the point that they sin like Pharaoh did? God says later on in the story, I did this in you, Pharaoh, to make my name great in the earth and to bring glory to my name. Now, for our human ears, that's a hard thing to hear and really understand why God would say something like that. The reason it's hard is because we have known people who are full of themselves. That's what we would call it. And all they do is talk about themselves. All they do is point people to their own glory. Their glory hogs, we might call them. You know, you see athletes like this sometimes who are arrogant and bragging and very cocky. I'm reminded of Muhammad Ali way back in the 70s. He was one of these kind of people. And there was a certain appeal to it because of his confidence. But there was also just this repulsion in a way. Because all he did was point people to how great he believed he was. Why is it okay for God to do that kind of thing? And even more so, why is it okay for God to harden the heart of this man, Pharaoh, so that he will receive glory? In our human ears, that doesn't make sense because of those people we have known. But here's what we need to understand. The people we have known are fallen human beings. They are people who are not perfect, people who have plenty of flaws. And so when they are promoting themselves and pointing others toward their glory, they are guilty in some ways of false advertising because they are portraying themselves as something more than what they are. But when God does so, when God points people to his glory, he is not guilty of false advertising in the least. He's pointing us to the very fact that he is perfection. God himself, he is absolutely perfect in all that he is and all that he does. And so to bring attention to his name and his glory is to point out to people, the people watching this situation with Pharaoh and Moses, watching it play out, he's pointing out to them, I am your greatest good. I am the one who you should be turning to, not only in worship, but for the salvation of your soul, for every good benefit that you could ever receive. I am the source. We're going to dig into this more tomorrow on the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast.